Chasing Kites, One Woman's Unexpected Journey Through Infertility, Adoption, and Foster Care. Written by Rachel McCracken. Narrated by Lori Felipe Barkin. Introduction. A few years ago, I was out hiking with a group of girlfriends in Washington State. We had all of our children in tow, about 30 or so. My oldest, Daniel, was carrying our youngest on his back. My second oldest, Ezzy, was helping my six-year-old navigate the loose rock up the path. My other kids were far up ahead herding my friends' small children onward, entertaining them along the way. It was one of those moments in time when I looked up, the summer sun glimmering off the mountains, a gentle summer breeze singing in the air with small squeals of laughter bouncing through the canyon, and I couldn't help but think, life is good. As we were slogging up the steep, rocky incline, my friend Brittany looked up and said, "Rach, I think we have it all wrong. You are the genius." I couldn't figure out what she meant. She continued, "Look at your kids. I think everyone should start with an older child." I thought to myself, "You know what? She's right." My friends and family often tease that we have done everything backward, an unconventional road through parenthood. We did not start with one child. We started with four. We did not start with a baby. We started with older kids. We did not use fertility treatments to try to get pregnant first. We jumped straight into an international sibling adoption. Yes, it is unconventional, but it is also straight up awesome. In a few short years, we built a little tribe that could immediately enjoy backpacking adventures, play school sports, start music lessons, even help with chores. The things we would have waited years for, or maybe a lifetime, if we had put all of our eggs in the fertility treatment basket. It is not the right choice for everyone, but it was definitely the right choice for us. It is hard to believe that one crazy adoption adventure beginning in Bogota, Colombia, a decade ago, has landed me here. I currently have four high schoolers, two awkward middle schoolers, a pretty little fifth grader, and a four-year-old who thinks she runs the house. All of this was accomplished in just 8 short years. Crazy, exhausting, frustrating at times. And yet, I wouldn't change a single moment, a single decision, or a single opportunity. Is adopting hard? Yes. Do I have bad days? Of course, who doesn't? In an effort to create a family, Adam and I have tackled adoption, foster care, and fertility treatments. We have experienced multiple miscarriages, lost adoption placements, returned foster babies, and failed fertility rounds. Heck, we have even experienced an 8-week stay in the neonatal unit with our IVF baby. And if we were given the chance to start over, to do it differently, we would not take it. The purpose-driven life we have created with our children is worth more than anything to us. It is actually everything. Growing a successful family requires massive amounts of intentionality. It takes drive. It takes commitment. It is not for the faint of heart. But it is definitely for those who have a heart full of love and purpose. Parenting is messy, chaotic, and ugly at times, even in the very best families. But it is also joyful, rewarding, and downright amazing. If you are struggling to start a family, blend a family, or improve the family dynamic you already have, come along beside me as I share my family's journey and the things I have learned throughout it. Purpose-driven principles that make life worth living, and parenting worth doing.